Ho, ho! Welcome to the 12 Pods of Christmas. Today is podcast number 11 of the 12 Pods of Christmas. Thank you very much if you're still listening to the 12 Pods of Christmas. There's one more after this. Hopefully you're enjoying them and you are singing along to the Repti Chat Christmas song as well. Today's guest, without any further ado, is Angela from McBalls. So let's get her on the pod.
Hi.
Hello. Welcome to the 11th Pod of Christmas. I'm doing good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks.
Fantastic. It's lovely to have you here today. On a scale of 1 to 10, how Christmassy are you feeling? I must say you are looking very Christmassy.
Currently not Christmassy at all. No, I'm kidding on. Absolutely, I'm obsessed with Christmas, so I can't wait. I cannot
Fantastic.
Wait.
Fantastic. Now, all the listeners and viewers hopefully have been listening along, so they know exactly what the theme of the podcast is. But you have no idea, really. So I gave you all the guests a list of questions. Hopefully you've prepared some answers. And all of those answers are based around an animal. So could you tell us today which animal you've chosen, what their name is, and why you've chosen them, please?
So the animal I've chosen is my leopard gecko. She's called Sushi. So she's a black knight leopard gecko. She's a wee bit feisty, a little bit wild. But yeah, I'm absolutely in love with the black knight. So yeah, she's the perfect one.
Fantastic. And Sushi is a brilliant name as well.
I like the food names for the animals. Yeah. Not exactly Christmassy, but you know.
That's fine. You couldn't really call it like Christmas pudding or something. It's a bit of a mouthful. Sushi works perfectly. So you've got your question, your answers in front of you. So yep. I'm going to pop some background music on and then we'll set the scene and all your answers to the questions will become very clear very, very shortly.
Brilliant. Sounds good.
Cool. Right. The sound should be going. There we go. A little bit of Christmassy music in the background. So let's set the scene. It's Christmas Eve, all the shopping is done, and Santa's sleigh is fully loaded. The sun started to set, and it's a cold, crisp evening. Snowflakes are just starting to fall. Sushi and family are on their way to the Christmas Panto. But what song are they listening to on the drive there?
Oh, the song, it'll probably be See a Snowman. And the reason for that is because a snowman is sometimes a person that brings some white powder to a party. And so she's a wee bit partial to a line of calcium.
Nice. And then they're singing that, they're enjoying themselves. So what panto will they be going to see this evening?
Probably Sleeping Beauty, because they should be in Brumation.
Yeah. Nice. So they've all thoroughly enjoyed the panto. They've all enjoyed Sleeping Beauty. And they're back in the car singing along to their Christmas song. So they've arrived home and it's time for Sushi to get tucked up into bed. Just as they're drifting off to sleep, they can hear the faint jingle bells of Santa's sleigh in the distance. But in a normal world, it'd be reindeer pulling Santa's sleigh. But what animal is pulling Santa's sleigh in Sushi the Leopard Gecko's world?
It would probably be the chihuahuas in the house, because why would she pull the sleigh when they're there? They can do it.
Yeah, no, fantastic. And has the one at the front got a red nose?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, brilliant. So she's woken up, and at the foot of their bed is a small but perfect little Christmas stocking with one tiny little gift inside. So what gift is in their Christmas stocking?
She would love a seesaw, a plastic seesaw from Pets at Home. Surprisingly, leopard geckos actually love them, so that would be top of her Christmas list.
Fantastic. So everyone's feeling really Christmassy. The festivities obviously really started. There's wrapping paper everywhere already because the stocking present's been opened. Sushi comes running down the stairs and they can see their glorious Christmas tree with loads of presents underneath it. However, normally, in a human world with a star or an angel traditionally at the top of the tree. But there's something slightly different at the top of the tree in Sushi the Leopard Gecko's world. So what's on top of Sushi's tree?
A locust, an escaped locust, probably eating the entire tree.
Yeah. Well, we've all been there. Just like when you walk out, there's the one crawling up the curtain. It's like, how did you even get there?
Free range.
Free range locust. Fantastic. So Under the tree is a large present with Sushi's name on it, and she cannot wait to get in there. So in a flurry of excitement, there's wrapping paper thrown everywhere. Suddenly she stops, sits and gasps, just staring at this amazing present, the present that was right at the top of their Christmas list. So what was their like main Christmas present of the day?
Probably a new boyfriend, because she's sick of seeing the same guy that she normally does.
Well, that's fair enough. I can't comment, to be fair. I don't need a new boyfriend for Christmas, but if that's what she wants, then that's what she can have.
There we go.
So the presents have all been unwrapped. They've enjoyed a bit of Bucks Fizz whilst they were unwrapping their presents. And now it's time for what I consider the most important part of Christmas Day, and that is Christmas dinner.
Absolutely.
So could you tell us what Sushi's ultimate Christmas dinner consists of?
So her ultimate Christmas dinner would be a big like buffet of waxworms where we sprinkle the calcium on top.
Well, very nice, very nice. Not to be fair, not for me, but I can. My leopard gecko would really enjoy
that. Yeah, please don't eat that.
No, yeah, I'm not ready for I'm a Celebrity bushwhacker trials. Fantastic. So everyone's had their fill, maybe a little bit too much. So it's time to settle down on the sofa and watch a Christmas movie to let all that delicious food go down. So what film will Sushi and family be enjoying?
This was a hard one. So originally I thought The Gremlins, but I think that's more that I would like. So I thought Jumanji, because it actually came out on Christmas Eve, and she would rather be somewhere in the sun than sitting nice. Somewhere cold.
Are we talking like old Jumanji with Robin Williams?
Or new one new with Dwayne Johnson, of course.
With Dwayne, yeah, and Jack Black.
We bit of eye candy on there as well.
Yeah, to be fair, Jack Black is a good looking guy. Oh, wait, what's that? Mid-movie, everyone's feeling a little bit snacky. So what's the mid-movie snack today?
The mid-movie snack is absolutely any snack that belongs to anyone else. As long as she can eat it, it's hers.
That's it, yep. She's diving in the celebrations, going for some waxworms and some more mealworms.
A few fingers, you know.
Yeah.
Anything's going.
So the film is over. Everyone's food's gone down nicely and they've all had a bit of a relax. So it's now time for a Christmassy tipple and an evening game. So what are we drinking and what game are we playing this evening?
So she would probably have a bottle of, well, obviously I want to say Bucky, because that's what we call it up here. Do you call it Bucky in England?
I used to live in Scotland. I know all about Bucky.
Oh, well, a bottle of Buckfast, so that she can go and wreck her house, because that's what she loves to do anyway, so she might as well start early. And normally when the games come out, she would probably leave the chat. She's too cool for that.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough.
Social interaction? No, thanks.
She's quite happy with her waxworms and the rest of the snacks. That's fair enough. So it sounds like she's had an absolutely fantastic day. And there is only one thing left to do before going to bed, and that is sing the Reptile Jack Christmas song. So if you're listening, you will know that with each episode, we add an extra animal to the song. And today is no different. It's the 11th day of Christmas, which means we've got 11 verses to do, and we are doing 11 leopard geckos today. So, Angela, if you want to join in, you can. Don't feel like you have to. Everybody at home, it's going to be on screen. I want to see some videos on Instagram of you all with your families singing along to the Reptile Jack Christmas song. So let's push some buttons. It takes a little second to get going, and I will do my best to sing along yet again. First day of Podmas, my guest had sent to me a chondro perching in a tree. On the second day of Podmas, my guest had sent me two sticky midgets and a chondro perching in a tree. On the third day of Podmas, my guest had sent to me three frilled dragons, two cheeky mitts, and a chondro perching in a tree. On the fourth day of Podmas, my guest had sent me four blue tree monitors, three frilled dragons, two cheeky mitts, and a chondro perching in a tree. On the fifth day of Podmas, my guest had sent me five creatures, one elephant, four blue tree monitors, three frilled dragons, two tiki meerkats, and a chondro perching in a tree. On the sixth day of Podmas, my guest had sent to me six royal pythons, five Fijian iguanas, Poor blue tree monitor's tree frill dragging too cheeky. Make that anaconda perching in a tree. On the seventh day of Podmas, my guest did send to me from Western Hognose 6, Royal Pythons 5, Fiji, Iguana, Scrover halfway. Four blue tree monitors, three frilled dragons, two cheeky mikats, and a chondro perching in a tree. On the eighth day of Podmas, my guest had sent to me eight marvellous macaws, seven Western Hognose 6, Royal Pythons 5, Fiji, Iguana. Four blue tree monitors, three frilled dragons, two cheeky meerkats, and a chondro perching in a tree. On the ninth day of Podmas, my guest did send to me nine mangrove monitors, eight marvellous macaws, seven Western hognose, six Royal Pythons, five Fiji Iguanas. Four blue tree monitors, three frilled dragons, two cheeky meerkats, and a chondro perching in a tree. Nearly there. On the 10th day of Podmas, my guest did send to me 10 pink-tongued skinks, 9 mangrove monitors, 8 marvellous macaws, 7 Western Hognose, 6 Royal Pythons, 5 Fiji Iguanas. 4 blue tree monitors, 3 frilled dragons, 2 cheeky meerkats, and a chondro perching in a tree. Here we go, last one.
Woo!
On the 11th day of Podmas, my guest did send to me 11 leopard geckos, 10 pink-tongued skinks, 9 mangrove monitors, 8 marvellous macaws, 7 Western hognose, 6 Royal Pythons, 5 Fiji Iguanas. 4 blue tree monitors, 3 frilled dragons, 2 cheeky meerkats, and a chondro in a tree.
Well, that was the Rep Chat Christmas song yet again, if you are listening. Thank you for putting up with me singing that awfully every single time, and it's only getting worse, but hopefully it's making you laugh and it's bringing a bit of Christmas joy. So like I said, if you are singing along at home, put it on your Instagram stories and tag me. That is pretty much all for us today. So I know it's been a short one again, but Angela, if anybody wants to find you, all your stuff will be in the show notes below, and I'll point them in the direction of your Instagram. So all that's left for me to say is ho, ho, ho. I hope you've all enjoyed today's podcast of Christmas, and tune back in a few days for the last of the 12 pods of Christmas. Until then, thank you very much and see you later.